Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor Wyatt.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. The enemy is trying to come in.
It ain't going to work.
Amen. Don't want this message to get out.
This will be a good one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
You know, in all the time that I've done the talk show, that has never happened.
Amen. I'm excited about that.
I am too. So, today's topic, obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, you know, that's enough to make the devil mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that's why he is. Let me ask you a question. When God gives us obedience is better than sacrifice, what is the first thing, not the book, not the story in the Bible, but what is the first thing that comes to your mind about obedience being better? Obedience to obey is better than to sacrifice to God.
What first comes to my mind is just complete allegiance to God.
Yes.
You know, not leaning to my own understanding.
Yes.
But, you know, trusting in God even beyond my understanding or my thoughts or my opinions.
Amen. And, you know, the reason many people cannot obey God is because when you obey God, you are being submissive to God's will. We got a lot of unsubmissive people.
Yeah.
And so they make it very difficult to obey God. So when God is speaking about obedience is better than sacrifice, obedience is being submissive to God's will. One of the stories that we are definitely going to get right into, Pastor White, is speaking about Samuel and Saul. And yes, we all are going to chapter 15. But, you know, as I started thinking about the more about Saul, I said, man, he was a very disobedient. It wasn't that he was not offering good offerings. It was what the offerings, the reason why he was offering them. The offerings that he was giving unto God was for man, not God, because even before we get to 15 and 13, and just going over that real quickly, in 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, and you'd have to read that, please, but it was speaking about how Saul took it upon himself to send up a burnt offering because Samuel hadn't came when he thought he should have. And when Samuel went to Saul and said, "What have you done?" You know, he burned incense, doing an offering and stuff. I decided to, you know, so that the people, and that's the problem. It's not the sacrifice that we give that's not good. It's the intent of the heart in why you're sacrificing. And with Saul, his intent was not a good intent of the heart. So can you just give, we know we don't have time for all, but for chapter 15, Pastor Wyatt, can you?
Make sure everybody know we're talking about 1 Samuel.
Yes, that's what, yes sir. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Can you give an illustration, kind of just speak a little bit about it, because we don't have time to read all of it, but kind of, you know, paint a picture for the people to be able to understand. I strongly encourage you all to go back and read, not just chapter 15, but go back and read 1 Samuel. So, Pastor White, can you go ahead, 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, kind of explain, give a breakdown of what's taking place there?
Well, you know, this is one of those stories that's familiar with a lot, and mainly because of the command that God has given to Saul concerning the Amalekites. And he had told Saul that he is to completely wipe out and destroy all that they have, you know, everything, you know, spare not, whether it be man, women, children, ox, sheep, everything. He said, utterly destroy them, because he remembers the sin. He remembers the things that they have done when they was coming up out of Egypt.
Yes.
So he told them that they are to completely destroy everything concerning Amalek. But Saul was disobedient in the fact that he took of the best of the spoil. He spared the king and brought him back. And what he wanted to do was wanted to keep those animals, the oxen and the best of the lambs and so forth, so that he can go to Gilgal and offer those up to God.
Yes.
And that was not what God had commanded him to do. So it repented God that he had set Saul up to be king. And he told this to Samuel and told Samuel to go and pretty much let Saul know that he has taken the kingdom from him as a result of his disobedience.
Mm.
And that's pretty much where we come into the encounter with Samuel coming to Saul and pretty much telling him of his disobedience.
Amen. And one of the things that I wanted to mention is Saul still, even though he was being disobedient in what he did, because God had told him to take out everybody,
everything,
every animal, every creature, child, mother, father, take out everything. Isn't that some of us, how we act as if Saul? It was as if the command that God gave, Saul was saying, I know something greater. I know you told me to take out everybody, but I'm going to keep the king, and I'm going to keep the best animals so we can give them up for sacrifice. But there was a reason why God had told him to take out everything, and he's God. Don't you already know he knew the king, he knew the best animals? Why do you think it's easier to disobey and then try to give a sacrifice because you knew you were being disobedient?
Well, you can look at it that way as well, but then you got to understand, too, that God knows the heart.
That's right.
of man. And there's other illustrations that if we have time, we'll point those out.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing about offering sacrifices, especially in those times when it was ceremonial, a lot of times we sacrifice out of what we can do or what is comfortable for us.
Yes.
We don't go beyond so much our comfort zone. So sometimes that comes in conflict when God commands us to do things that go beyond our comfort of what we feel we want to sacrifice or what we feel is reasonable.
Yes.
You see, we have reasonable sacrifices that when we challenge God, we say, you know what, when it comes to this is enough, you know, and we become disobedient in our hearts when it comes to sacrificing. The question we have to ask, did God already know that Saul was going to be disobedient?
Yes, he did.
You know, sometimes he'll tell us to do things, you know, he'll tell us to wipe out and do all kinds of different things, knowing what's going to be the end result.
That's right.
And you see the same example when it came to Abraham.
Yes,
when he had to offer up Isaac.
Yes, yes.
You see what I'm saying? The thing about sacrifices, and when it comes to God, you have to know what God prophesied and what he promised.
That's right. And, you know, there's several reasons why obedience to God is better than making sacrifices or offerings to him. One of them is disobedience is an act of rebellion. Disobedience is sinful. Disobedience is a form of idolatry. Disobedience disrespects God's word. And disobedience is based on looking good to other people rather than God.
Yeah.
I think that one is one that I see a lot operating in. It's almost to say, let me give you an example, Pastor. Last night, before midnight, God said, I need you to send out this text. Now, I said, God, I don't send out texts this late. People are going to be like, what is this, da-da-da-da-da. But I didn't care about people not receiving why I was doing it, because I did not even know at the time why I was doing it.
Amen.
So I obeyed instead of sacrificing my face of what people might think and say. Now, what I did not know is out of that text, one person gave themselves to life, one person gave themselves to Christ. And when I woke up this morning, six more people rededicated themselves back to Christ.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And 6 + 1 = 7, number of completion. So obedience sometimes, not sometimes, obedience is better than sacrifice. Because I was obeying what God told me to, I couldn't even understand, oh, God, you know, they'll hear me in the morning when I'm on the talk show, or I'll send them some love tomorrow. But God said I needed you to do, and he needed me to do it before midnight because he wanted to turn some things around for people in the midnight hours. And when you obey God, not only is it a good feeling, but I'm not saying, Pastor, that we can't sacrifice. But oftentimes when we sacrifice, it's always an attachment to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prime example, I would say to my son, you know, I gave up my youth to have you. And so it was almost like you owe me. You know, you better do right. You better do this because I gave up something. That's the same attitude that we have with God. Well, you know, God, I gave this up. You know, I stopped doing this. I stopped drinking. I stopped smoking. You know, I'm paying my tithes. You know, it's almost like you owe me. But when you're obedient to God, it is a heart thing. I just want to be obedient and submit to God because I know I'm supposed to do it. But let me ask you this question. What does it require for you to come to that conclusion that obedience is better than sacrifice? Because Saul was a king, and yet he still didn't get it.
I think it has a lot to do with when you was talking about submission.
Yes.
But a submission that comes from the heart.
Yes.
That really comes from an appreciation of who God is and what he's done.
Yes.
And really having an encounter with that. Really coming to a point in your life when you realize that without God, I am nothing.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, if it was not for God, you know, where would I be? I think it starts with that heart of repentance. I think, you know, Saul was one who, you know, and we read in the story where he thought little of himself.
Yes, he does.
He was insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
And God took you from a place of insignificance.
Mm.
And has placed you in a position of authority and power.
Yes.
Which you could not have done on your own. See, it's about understanding who God is and really being grateful for the fact that he's blessed you and he saved you. And when you really understand that, it's not even about the sacrifice.
That's
you
right.
See, you know, because a sacrifice, a lot of times we do. For instance, in the old times, you
yes.
know, the sacrifice was a ceremonial type of a thing in recognition of sin.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But Jesus Christ came and paid the price for sin.
The blood.
You know, so that we don't have to be caught up in the ceremonial process.
The religious sacrifice.
The religious sacrificing
yes.
of just sacrificing, of acknowledging doing wrong. You know, if I offend you, hey, I'll give you 2 sheep and everything else like that. And we have a system of acknowledging and sacrificing as a result of acknowledging our wrongdoing.
Yes.
And then trying to use that as an atonement, you know, or has a payment for sin. But see, Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. He made
yes.
the ultimate sacrifice. So now you have to ask yourself, what is that worth?
Mm.
You know, what is the price that you put on that? See, I have been bought with a price. I'm no longer my own.
Yes.
And I'm sold out.
Sold out.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. On Jesus Christ. So it's not about so much of the things that I have control to do, because it all belongs to him.
That's right.
All of me, everything I have, belongs to the Lord. And you know what? We can't give him, we can't give God enough for what he's done. So our reasonable service is to present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable
unto God. That's right. I wanted to give a scripture, the 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, the 22nd verse. It says, and Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt of offering and sacrificing as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry.
Stubborn.
Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. I don't know why people think that the same God then is not the same God now. And when you disobey God, and it's not that this was his first time doing it. Saul had been given chances and mercy and grace. But when you start rejecting the word of God, be prepared that God is going to reject you. Obedience brings blessings, and disobedience brings curse.
Amen.
And depending on who is connected to you, oftentimes gets caught up in that. And it is better to obey what God is saying. What is God speaking to us in these last and evil days that we are not obeying? Because we rather get the attention of man that cannot promise us a heaven nor a hell, opposed to the attention of God. When we are obedient to God, we are obedient to what he commands, what the mission is, and what his word is saying. We don't have to get rebellious and prideful. See, when you sacrifice, it says, I'm still doing what I want, but, you know, here, I'm giving you a little something. But when I'm obedient, I am being obedient to everything of what you're asking, and I'm putting myself, I'm on the altar. Whatever you say, whatever you tell me to go, whatever you tell me to do, God, I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to question and think that I'm more wiser in my own eyes, in my own understanding. And that's what Saul was doing. And when he didn't say, I'm going to reject you, I'm going to take you from, sometimes God will allow you to be in a position, and then he'll humble you in that position because you're not being obedient to what he has spoken.
You know, one word that I seen in the definition of sacrifice was bribe. Mm. A sacrifice can be a bribe.
That's right.
You know, wow. you can try to think that you're bribing God in your offering and in your giving.
That's right.
And the things that you do has a bribe, has something that, you know what I'm saying, makes you feel good, but it doesn't really completely do anything as far as in your acknowledgement of who God is.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So it's a terrible thing to do anything in the name of thinking that you're doing it for God, and the only thing it is just something to bring you some comfort and peace in your ability to do what you want to do. And that's the whole difference about the attitude.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Which has to make us in these New Testament times a little greater than how things was in the Old Testament times when you were under the law. Well, the law said this is what you have to do, you know, in order to address sin.
That's right.
But we no longer live under that. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing that changed is I'm not doing what you tell me to do. I'm doing what I want to do.
That's right.
I'm doing it from a whole different heart attitude and gratitude because of what Jesus Christ has done on the cross.
Amen. And, you know, I wanted to read Philippians 2, verse 8, And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Yeah.
Jesus learned obedience and that and by which he suffered. Could it be that many have not suffered enough to learn obedience? He humbled himself. He came as a servant. He is Jesus, the Messiah, the Great One, the Almighty. And he was an example of humility.
The awesome thing about that, a lot of theologians struggle with that because they say, you know, how can God, because Jesus is God.
Yes.
How could he learn obedience when he's God?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? How is it that he got to a place to learn obedience?
Yes.
Because when he humbled himself.
Yes.
When he became a man.
Yes, he did.
He came from the throne, down here.
Yes.
So, but his will, that's why he said, whatever I see my Father do, or what he tells me, or what he says, that is what I do.
That's right.
So, but in all points, he was fashioned as a man. You see, he felt everything in this body, in the body of a man. He felt that.
Yes.
So, but in his will.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? He said, not my will, but let your will be done.
Yes.
See, sometimes that's where the obedience comes, because he did have a choice.
Yes, he did.
To let that cup pass.
Yes.
But not my will. Your will be done. So even God himself, in positioning himself in the Godhead, humbled himself.
Mm.
He humbled himself in like fashion as a man. But what makes him our high priest is the fact that he felt the same things that we felt, yet it was without sin.
Yes.
Yet it was without sin. So he was able to learn obedience through the things in which he suffered in this flesh.
Yes.
You know, and in the form of flesh. But no sin nor guile was ever found in his mouth.
Mm-mm.
And he did that for you and I.
Yes.
Because by no other greater form could he have come and do this. So not only that, he put himself on the cross for us.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it took. It wasn't what in burnt offerings and sacrifices that he was ever happy with in the beginning.
Right.
That was just a foreshadow of what was going to come.
Yes.
And what was required to pay the price, which is why we are without excuse today.
Without excuse.
Because we don't have to go through all of that. And our sacrifices for what he has paid and what he has done should be complete worship.
Yes.
My sacrifice is no longer a sacrifice that I do just because I can. It's now worship.
Yes, and true worship.
True worship.
God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Truth is the word of God. You know, if we can really get this thing, because time is winding down, Pastor.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the seasons, look at the times. And we were not just placed on here to work and have a big car, have money and be successful. But we were created to worship him. There was a vacancy in heaven. And when we sacrifice, a pure sacrifice, when we lay everything down before the altar and we obey God.
Yeah.
And I have to obey even not knowing why. That's what we wanted our children to do with us when I was coming up, when I raised my son, and I obey me just because I said so. And if I thought I had that kind of authority, what kind of authority does God have unto us? Obey me just because I said.
But Jesus said, for eyes have not seen nor ears have heard. Nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that I have prepared for them.
Prepared.
Who love
me.
You see what I'm saying? It's not about what's going on here. It's believing. That's what I said earlier. I said it's about what has been prophesied and what God has spoken of in his promise.
If you
don't have faith to go beyond or to believe beyond what you see, then you're just sacrificing according to how you feel and what you see, what it means to you. It's not about what God says, man. It's not even about this. It's about what I have said, what you can believe based upon what was done on the cross concerning your future,
yes,
which is eternal life in Christ Jesus. See, I'm looking for eternal life. So therefore, my sacrifices have matured and grown,
yes,
to true worship. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
To service to God. Mm-mm-mm. To complete service to God. Everything about what we do, complete worship and service to God.
And when you can shut up all the noise, I don't care what they say. I don't care what think. I don't care how different it looks to anybody else. All I need to be able to do is hear the voice of God.
And be obedient.
And that's just it. Pastor, see, what a lot of people don't fail to realize is that they say, well, I give. I give my time, I give my tithes, I give my offering, but if you are not doing it in obedience to God, it's nothing.
Well, God loves a cheerful giver.
Yes.
And like I said, how could you measure that in even in anything, in any amount? See, what people don't realize and understand that in with the law, you know, with the tenth and everything else, that was just the beginning stage. That was just a foreshadow of what was to come. But God loves a cheerful giver because God ain't begging.
That's right.
Because we cannot repay him.
Cannot repay or outpay God.
You can't for what he has already done.
Amen. And, you know, one of the things that I just really want to hit home is obedience is better than sacrifice. But the question is, can we sacrifice to God and be disobedient at the same time? And the answer is yes, as illustrated with Saul.
Amen.
We just have to make sure that we are obeying. God does not need nothing from us. We need everything from him.
Exactly.
God requires us to be obedient. And you cannot obey God unless you have submitted to God. And if you have not submitted to God, you will continue to give religious sacrifices. You will never understand what obedience really is. And not just obedient unto God, but being obedient to the authority that God has set in place over you. We come in a time that has come so much against authority and so much rebellious, and everybody wants to do what they want to do and go there. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If it don't line up with the word of God, don't do it.
And there's one thing I have to say. Obedience will always challenge you to go beyond your own understanding.
That's right.
Obedience will always, because God's ways is higher than our ways, his
yes.
thoughts are not like ours.
Yes.
It will always require you to go beyond your own understanding.
Amen. Whew, that was good. That was good. Well, we want to thank you all for tuning in to Food for Your Soul. We pray something was said that made you realize obedience is better than sacrifice. We would also like to give a shout-out to our 005, our son Devante. Happy blessed day.
Happy birthday.
23 years old. My.
Praise the Lord.
We just want to encourage those that have tuned in, let you know that God loves you, and so do we.
To my Aunt Marguerite.
Oh, and we would like to also give a prayer and our condolences for my husband's aunt who has passed away. She has went on over to glory. She was a mighty woman of God. You talking about a faith warrior. And so we would just like to ask everyone to keep the Whites, the Fullers,
and the Taylor family.
And the Taylor family lifted up in prayers. Also, starting next week, you will be able to call in, depending on what God gives us, whether or not you get to, but it won't just be online anymore. We now have a number where you're able to call in. I know a lot of people's computers was acting up, so God always makes a way. Amen. I am your host, Evangelist White.
Pastor White.
And if God says the same, we'll be in again next week, same time. God bless.
God bless you.